boot camps, group exercise classes, spin classes, boxing classes, groups of people exercising together. It's really motivational and a lot of people love it. However, if you want to make sure that your class is always booked out, that people always want to bring their friends, that you'll never have to listen to people cancel and say, I can't come today, what are some of the things you can do to make sure that your boot camp, your boxing class, your group exercise class is the most exciting experience in somebody's week? The most important thing, of course, is that you care about the people that are coming to your class. So if you're currently teaching a group exercise class, here's a great question. Do you know the name of everybody that's coming to your class? Do you know something about them, about their family, about their sport, about their hobbies, about the church that they go to, about the alcohol that they like to drink, the movies they like to see, the rock bands I like to go and watch, the things about them that are important to them? And obviously that's different for everybody. Then of course you want to know what their goal is, their very short-term goal, and the exact day, date and time they want to achieve that goal. You want to know the next goal they're going to achieve after that, and then of course their long-term goal. So that when they're exercising, it's not just about work harder, do 10 more, push harder, jump higher, and it's all about the exercise, because nobody really wants to exercise. What people want is an outcome. They want to get the result. So if while they're doing the exercise class, all they're focused on is how good they're going to feel when they achieve that goal, then it's going to be a much more fun experience. So yes, you need to know their short-term goal, the exact day, date, and time. Then you need to take it a step further. And if you've got a boxing class that runs twice a week and it's now 4 weeks before they want to achieve their goal, there's now 8 boxing classes before they're going to achieve that goal. So it's not about 4 weeks to go, it's about 8 sessions to go. So if they miss a session, they're going to be behind. And you want to make sure that the long-term goal's in their headspace, their medium-term goal's in their headspace, but total focus while they're exercising is that short-term goal. How many sessions do I have before I'm going to be running the marathon? How many sessions before I need to fit into my little black dress? How many sessions before my daughter's wedding and I need to wear my beautiful dress I haven't worn for 6 months? So you need to know everything about the people in your class. Some instructors say to me, oh, but I've got so many people in my class, I don't know all of that. Well, learn it. There are some really cool ways to remember people's names. And if you really care about people, you want to know everything about them to be able to help them. The class is never about the instructor. The class is always about the people in the class. So when people are exercising, you now need to link their goal to the exercise, link the exercise back to their goal, and make sure you're constantly talking about the day, date, and time they're going to achieve their goal. Then make sure that everybody else in the class knows everybody else's goals. So if you've got a class of 20 people, you may have a little bit of time with each individual person. But if you link each individual person up with 2 or 3 other people that are pushing each other really hard through the class, and they're saying, come on, we've got 3 weeks before you're going to be running the marathon, or you've got 3 weeks before your daughter's wedding, or there's only 6 months before you climb Mount Kilimanjaro, then they'll feel like it's not just you who's their coach, but they're on a team of people who are backing them up to achieve their goal. So everybody's looking after everybody else. And that's why they'd never miss, because they have to go to help the other person achieve their goal, and the other people are coming to help them achieve their goal. So it's a team effort rather than just you as the instructor looking after the participant in the class. So at the start of the class, make sure you introduce everybody to everybody else. Make sure everybody knows exactly what each other's goals are and then what they particularly want to get out of that session. So today I want to be able to sprint a little bit harder. I want to be able to box a little bit harder. I want to be able to stretch a little bit more. I want to be able to climb this wall a little bit better. I want to lift a heavier tire. So everybody knows what everybody else's goal is. Everybody else is pushing everybody else. You know what their short-term, medium, and long-term goals are. And it becomes a session about achieving your goal rather than just doing an exercise program. Then, of course, you've got the really fun things like music, everybody counting together, everybody boxing in the beat together, so it feels like a heartbeat and everybody's training together. Orange quarters at halftime or quarter time. Some kind of special treat, and you might keep changing the treat each time. So this week we're having lollies for Mrs. Jones, next week we're having bananas for Mr. Smith, and the week after we're having pear quarters for Mrs. Anderson. So make sure that you know what everybody's favourite food is, what their favourite music is, here's a tip. real classic example of what's really important. Does this person like to count forward or backwards? Make sure that you're not always count. If you have to count, to make sure you're not always counting up or always counting down. You might say, today we're counting down because John likes to count backwards, and next week we're counting up because Mrs. Smith likes to count forward. Some of those things are really important. So link the exercise to the goal. Make sure there's a wow experience. Make sure everybody knows each other. And then at the end of the class, get everybody sitting down again. What did you get out of the class? What did you enjoy the most? When will you be back next? And then a quick wrap up of what you'll be doing to make sure that when you're not at the class, you'll still be doing everything you need to do to achieve your goal. Group exercise is a very motivational, fun way to exercise. But if you want people to keep coming, they have to know that you care. They don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care.